And we go to Florida International University for the professor, Dr. Eileen Marty. Dr. Marty, good morning. Let's talk about something that we have not heard a lot about, but I know you're looking into this. A number of pediatric neurologists at various medical centers throughout the country have noticed a sharp increase in influenza associated with encephalitis. This sounds a little scary.
It is actually rather scary. It's called acute necrotizing encephalitis, and it's primarily a problem in children. And the reason it's more of a problem in children has to do with the fact that their brains are operating at very, very fast rates. Right, they're using a lot more energy, especially in their thalamuses, and this is and there are, you know, particular mutations that make particular kids more susceptible, it's an incredibly severe illness. They start out with like a fever, cough, vomiting, typical stuff, and then they rapidly decline into seizures and coma and brainstem dysfunctions because it affects a part of the brain called the thalamus, which is incredibly critical. These little, we call them the soma of neurons that are in the thalamus, are very severely affected by the a cytokine storm that happens in influenza in these children. And it's challenging to treat, and it's really frightening how many cases there are. And it has to do with the fact that right now there has been just such a huge increase in influenza this year, and you know, we're seeing quite a lot of it in Chicago, actually. You're seeing quite a lot of it there, mostly H1N1, but also H2 and 3.
Another pretty scary health headline today, this research about lung cancer. It's on the rise, and it's on the rise among people who never smoked. What's going on here?
Yeah, first let me correct myself. I said it back with H3N2. So it's H1N1 and H3N2. Let me just correct that. That is correct. We are seeing some very sobering data right now about adenocarcinoma of the lung, specifically. So there's two large cell or non-small cell cancers that are the most common kind of cancers of the lung. And it used to be that the most common type of cancer in the lung in the United States was squamous cell, which we saw in smokers. But now, worldwide, very high percentage of lung cancers, so of all lung cancers, about 40% are adenocarcinoma, and the particulate matter, basically, pollution in the air is facilitating the formation of adenocarcinoma, and adenocarcinoma doesn't require smoking. There's actually some female hormones that increase the risk. So where, you know, 30, 40 years ago, we were talking about smoking being more common in men, lung cancer being more common in men and that it was squamous cell carcinoma. Now we're seeing that distribution change dramatically because the risk is from pollution and so forth.
And lung cancer incidence for men have generally decreased around the world the past 40 years. Isn't it the rates among women that have risen more? Do I have that right?
Yeah, that is overall generally true, but now with mega cities, especially in for example India and some parts of China and so forth, but even here in the States if we loosen some of the restrictions that we have on air pollution, we're going to see even more cases of this because it's really a matter of exposure.
And finally, yesterday it was reported that several hundred ducks were found dead from suspected bird flu along Lake Michigan. What is the latest on the bird flu?
Well, the bird flu continues to be a problem. The outbreak that you're describing in Lake Michigan and involving ducks is pretty much been confirmed to be, some by laboratory and some by epidemiologic factors, to be H5N1. So that's correct. And we continue to see cases in infected dairy herds across the United States as a separate problem. The biggest risk right now is if you handle the birds, or if you drink raw milk, or you have undercooked poultry. Because right now, thank goodness, H5N1 is still not easily transmitted from person to person. But if you're around Lake Michigan and you see a bunch of dead birds, stay away, because being up close and personal to these things certainly is going to increase your risk of getting it. And, of course, everybody who gets it increases the risk to everybody else of developing a form, that final mutation that makes it easy to transmit from person to person. We don't want to see that happen at all.
Yeah.
And by the way, there is, I think Pfizer and Moderna are both trying to develop messenger RNA vaccines that would work against H5N1. So those candidates are being developed.
In the meantime, keep your cat inside. Dr. Eileen Marty, and I'm glad you corrected yourself a moment ago, because tons of emails and texts came in saying H3N2. It's H3N2. Please tell her. We'll talk to you again next Wednesday.
God, thank you, Bob.
All right. You have a good day.